So, all right. So I have just one rule, and the one rule is you guys start the podcast. So you guys, I don't say anything. You guys do the intro. You include people in. You make them feel welcome. It's up to you. And then I'll enter. What do you have to say, bro?
If we're doing the intro, you need to turn this motherfucker's mic down.
No. I'll be civil.
No, bro. You're chilling, dude. Literally, like, do whatever you want. You guys start it and then introduce me. No, just kidding. And then I'll reintroduce you guys. But you guys say, like, hey, do whatever you want. Okay. But you guys start the podcast. That's it. All right.
Do you want to do it like Dylan Will?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. Ready? In 3, 2. Well, you guys go.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Better Together. This is my podcast, and this is my partner, Will, and this is Sebastian, our guest today.
We're super excited. We have a bunch of surprises today, so stay. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying.
Dude, you were so confident a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, I didn't know. Redo.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Beep.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Better Together. This is my podcast, and this is my partner, Will. And today, who do we have?
We got Seb here today, and we have a bunch of new surprises, so if you guys stick around, there's going to be some cool shit.
Dude, that's what's up. Dude, that was really good.
Got it.
You guys should start a podcast
or something. It's almost like we have a YouTube channel together.
Not us.
Dude, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Better Together podcast. Today, I have Dill and Will. Dude, what's up, guys? Good to see you guys. Dude, I'm effing amped for this one because I have a little quiz for you guys.
A quiz?
But I also have a little surprise for later, which I'm excited for. But I'm excited about this podcast because I really just want to get to know you guys, like, personally. Because I haven't, you know, we see each other at parties, we talk, but, you know, there's so many people and we talk to so many other people and we're all, like, hanging out. So first off, I just want to say, what's up? Welcome to the podcast.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
How do you guys feel to be in my presence?
I feel great.
Dude, all right. I need to get to know your guys' story. How did you guys start? Like, what got you guys into, like, better? I mean, not better together. I'm such a narcissist, dude.
You guys asked me on my podcast.
We were watching a lot of Joe Rogan and we were just like, podcast.
What got you guys started? Like, how do you guys, because you guys are best friends since, like, kids and stuff. I want to know that story. Then, yeah, let's just get into it. How do you guys know each other?
You want me to explain?
Yeah, you can explain it.
Long story short, I was new to the neighborhood. I moved to Cerritos, California.
Yeah.
I was scootering around and I had my handlebars super fucking high for some reason. I don't know why. I was short too.
Yeah.
And I had my handlebars super high and I was going around the neighborhood. And I passed this guy's house and he's fucking 3. I'm 4.
Yeah.
And he yells. He's like, yo, you're going to get hurt with your handlebars up there. And I'm like, who the fuck?
How do you remember that?
I don't know. We're best fucking friends.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Ever since then, we've just been hanging out.
Every single day.
No way.
We played every sport there is out there to get together, like out in the front yard.
Did you guys go to school together and stuff?
Yeah.
Bro.
He was 1 grade older than me.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, so you guys, so because, like, I know, like, back then in elementary school, it'd be like, oh, dude, he's hanging out with the fifth grader.
Oh, yeah, he was the cool kid.
You were the cool kid?
I could hang out with anybody at any school.
Yeah. he was like popping. Because when I was in middle school.
What a flex, dude.
Yeah. Think about it. When I was in, like, seventh grade, he was hanging out with, like, the seventh, eighth graders with me, and everyone else in elementary school was hanging out with the elementary kids. So he was, like, that tall, badass kid with all the older kids.
Yeah, and I got held back 1 year because when I was younger, my dad passed away. So I missed, like, a shitload of school and just stayed back a year. So, like, technically, I was a fifth grader while he was in seventh grade, and, like, I just had, like, all the older friends, and everybody was like,
dang, bro.
What the fuck?
So, bro, people must have been, like, super jealous of you or something like that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Dude, that's crazy.
I don't want to be, like, bragging.
Dude, flex it. You already flex that you're friends with, like, kids from other schools. Flex it, dude. So how do you guys get started with the channel and stuff? And how? Because I remember meeting you guys through Corey at the Strom House.
That's how we started the channel.
How'd you guys meet? How'd you guys meet Corey?
Long
story.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So I was in college in South Carolina. I was at Clemson. Dale was still here. We had a friend that was, like, a promoter, and he invited, we had a nice Airbnb in the hills. He was like, yo, I have some of my boys. They want to come out to the club with you guys because we had a table at Hyde. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. I don't know anyone in LA. Come through. And he brought Oscar. Oscar comes through. He's like, yo, can my boy Corey and Crawford come?
No way.
And I was like, Sure. Next thing you know, he's taking shotguns with fucking Corey Crawford.
Yeah.
And
no way.
And literally from that day on, we hung out with them every single day.
Yeah, because then Corey, Oscar and Crawford spent the night at the Airbnb.
Okay.
And we all just like woke up and like started drinking again. And
then created a whole friendship.
What was it? Like a weekend, like weekend long, like party?
It was like a week.
How long? Wait, so you were in college in North Carolina?
South Carolina. Yeah.
So what, why'd you go all the way over there for college?
Super long story. I was
Dude, I mean, that's why we have a podcast, bro. You can talk about anything you want to. It's not a YouTube video.
Super long story. But long story short, I went pro. I used to race dirt bikes. I went pro at 16.
Dude, yeah, I forgot, bro.
Yeah, and I was in South Carolina training with my buddy Sean. You've met Sean.
Oh, yeah.
And we were living out there. I quit racing. I had a friend pass away. Kind of fucked up my like racing shit.
Dang, dude.
So I stopped like being locked in and whatnot. So my parents were like, you should go to college. You should quit racing. It's too dangerous. And I was like, fuck it, whatever. I'll quit.
Yeah.
And then my mom and dad went to school out there. So I was just like, fuck it. I'll go to school. You guys went to.
No way.
I ended up dropping out. Now I'm back here.
Dude, we're all college dropouts. That's what's up. That's why I'm here in this table trying to make a name out of myself.
Yeah, I dropped out of school too. It's all good.
It's working out. We're fine.
Did you drop out of college too? Did you guys go to college?
Yeah.
I went 2 years. To...
2 and a half.
Me too, dude.
Yeah, I went to junior college and I was playing baseball there and I tore my labrum. And then I stopped playing baseball and I couldn't focus in school anymore because that was like my main focus was like, trying to play baseball.
Bro, you guys had it rough.
Yeah, it's good times. You guys had it
rough, dude. Good times after good times, like having it rough, dude. Yeah. That's crazy, bro. Yeah, dude, I how do you feel as a content creator, especially because we're up and coming? Like, you guys are growing. You guys have crazy views. When living in LA, what do you guys do to say, like, what do you guys say when you meet people? Are you like, oh, I'm a content creator? Are you a YouTuber? What do you put as a name? Because I, as a small content creator also, I'm just like...
It's kind of not embarrassing, but like you don't feel like you...
Yeah.
Like I was at David Dobrik's party this weekend.
Yeah.
All these like girls are coming up to me and they're like flirting. We're all talking. Everything's going good. And they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, YouTube.
Yeah.
What's your channel? I'm like, Dylan Will. And then they're just like, oh, never heard of it. I'm like, oh, yeah. Sick.
And then you like, ran away.
I just say I do YouTube and I live stream. That's what I say.
Nice, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, it's been so hard for me to like find confidence in like, because so many people out here judge you for your, everybody here for like 100%. The numbers that you have. Mm-hmm. And they either want to hang out with you or not if you don't have numbers. Mm-hmm. But what's cool about you guys is that you guys have always been super down to earth from like the minute I met you guys. 100%. You guys have always been super chill.
Thank you.
Super fun. And I think that's a huge part to like Corey also, because Corey didn't care who you were, man. Bro, he like shot videos with everybody. I remember like going in the house. You guys lived at the Strom house.
Yeah. Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
That couch was my fucking shit.
I know, bro.
It's in my new house.
Dude,
now I sleep on it.
Full circle, baby.
Bro, it's crazy because I remember, because Bob was living at the house before. Yeah, for anyone who's watching, so there used to be a house called the Strom house where Corey, JC, Chelsea, Kian, and Bobby lived together. Mm-hmm. And then anytime I'd go over, I'd see you guys there. But there was one time where I didn't have a place to move into because I was moving into a new place. Mm-hmm. And Bobby was like, yeah, you can't sleep over. The guys are taking the couch. And I was like, what the F?
If you asked, we would have made room.
We make arrangements all the time, bro.
That couch is the dirtiest couch.
100%.
It's not anymore.
It's so gross. What do you mean not anymore?
We cleaned it.
It is deep cleaned. Like, we got like dead ass people in hazmat suits coming like that bitch.
The shampooers.
Dude, the amount of stories I've heard about that couch. Like people having sex on that couch or people just doing whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, mad props to you guys for living on it.
Hey, man, it's comfy.
Yeah.
Gets the job done.
Yeah,
you guys would share like the dog. I mean, the bed, like the couch with the dogs too. I remember that was, dude, such a crazy time, dude. Yeah. Such a crazy time.
Good times, bro.
But how does it, honestly, guys, like how does it feel? Because you guys have been growing. Because I feel once you met Corey, you guys were thrown into this world. Mm-hmm. How does it feel being in this creator world and starting it? Like starting new in it. You guys are pretty fresh and, you know.
You answer and then I'll go.
Yeah,
you go for it. Straight go.
I mean, at first it was kind of confusing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know exactly what content that, like, I guess we didn't really know what, like, we wanted to make at first. At first we were starting out with, like, jackass stuff. Like,
yeah.
For no fucking reason.
Yeah, literally getting, like, 500 views on a video and we're, like, eating socks out of couches.
Bro,
and, like,
what the fuck? Just
some of the worst shit. You know what I mean? So, like, we started to, like, find a groove, I would say, more in, like, kind of like December. Okay. Like Corey was like always like mentoring us and like teaching us and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And then in December, we really started like catching a groove, nice. Like our, like Christmas area.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the streaming started happening and all that started happening. So.
Yeah, you guys kill streaming. Like yeah. you guys are good at it. Yeah. You guys are part of the Cam Boys, do such a great job in it. All right, here's a question. What's the worst video you guys have ever shot? Like, what's the worst experience you've had shooting a video? And
like what was like the shittiest video we filmed?
Not like oh, you edited it and you're like, oh dude, this video sucks, but like, oh my gosh, I'm never shooting a video like that again because I experienced so much pain and so much like stress. Like, you guys have like a funny story or anything like that?
Oh, you remember our first video we never released?
Oh my god.
What
the heck?
Yeah, what happened?
It was so bad.
Talk about it. Make it like whatever, limited edition. I don't know what happened. Give me the scoop.
The footage. We should release it one day.
When I tell you, like, me and Will maybe said like three words to the camera, Corey was talking to the camera the entire time.
Wait,
intro, everything in the middle, and outro.
Oh, really?
That we never posted. It was that bad.
Yeah.
We were at this mansion. It was our buddy's place.
Yeah.
He like worked for this company. I can't remember what it was called.
Halanas.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had this huge ass crib and they were like, yeah, you can come film here. They're cool as fuck.
Yeah.
It was our first video ever. We're pumped. I get in front of the fucking camera and then I'm like, and then Corey's like, all right, say the fucking intro.
No way.
I'm like, yo, you got it. And he's like, what do I?
I was like, what's up, guys?
And then Corey's like, dude, I'll fucking do it. Move.
No
then,
way.
Yeah. He's like, guys, it's like this. What the fuck is up? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
it was funny as shit. And then it was literally like a Beer Olympics video. It's pretty badass. We had our buddy Maverick in it, who wasn't 21 at the time.
Yeah.
So
he's shotgunning Sprites.
Yeah, and he would shotgun beers and shit per challenge, and he would mm-hmm. shotgun a Sprite every challenge.
No
yeah.
way. Oh, so he was shotgunning Sprites,
yeah.
dude.
The whole challenge.
Dude, he must have been like throwing up, bro.
He was burping the whole time. He'd be like burping. Running like...
But, really, bro? That's insane.
Yeah, in that video, the ending of that video is so badass because Corey does this crazy. So like the last challenge was like they had like this nice pond. Mm-hmm. It was like a top piece.
Yeah.
And the last challenge was you had to kick it and land in the pond thing. Yeah. And it's supposed to take like a long ass time. It's a far kick.
He did it first try.
Wait, but kick what? Like a football.
But it had to land on this fucking.
Probably like 40
in the pond.
Probably like, yeah, but like 30 yards away.
On the top of it.
What like so? Okay, wait.
It's
explain
a big
this.
Pond.
So you know, it's like those like fountain pond things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like a, it's like over the
like
ground.
Koi fish, goldfish in it, like stuff like that, or no?
No, small like birds will go there to like drink water. Type
oh,
of thing.
Okay, yeah. Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. Like a yeah, bird yeah. feeder type of thing.
Kind of, but big
bird like, bath thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Bath.
So that's there. Koi's where? Like 40
far.
Yards
dude,
away.
35 yards.
No
maybe.
Way.
First fucking
punted
try.
It, first try, landed perfectly in there.
And the top part, though, like the little
it.
Bowl.
Yeah.
The little bowl on the top.
And dude, that's insane,
yeah.
bro.
He kicks it. I'm like, yeah, good luck with that. He's like, first try, boom. And then the video ends. He's like, yeah.
Wait, so why didn't you guys upload it?
Because we didn't talk.
It was bad.
It was a Corey video.
It was so bad. Really? Literally. We could probably put that on his channel because yeah. of how much he talks about.
So how do you guys get comfortable with, like, because you guys are good, like, you guys show up on camera, you guys talk, you guys scream. How do you guys get comfortable with the camera?
I think it took two videos dead ass. I don't remember really? What the second video was, but we were like, this one fucking sucks too.
Really? Yeah. We would look at our videos and be like, what the fuck are we doing? Because, like,
yeah.
if you, like, obviously we've met,
yeah.
and, like, I talk to everybody well. Like,
bro,
I
you're great at talking.
Because, yeah. like, I genuinely care about, like, what everyone has to say. Like, I give
yeah.
a fuck. So, like, when I was, like, watching my videos, I was like, dude, I'm acting like I don't give a fuck when
yeah.
I give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was just yeah. like, fuck it. Like, I was, like, instead of, like, giving a fuck about the content, I was giving a fuck what people thought about
yeah,
the content.
Exactly. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now I'm like,
yeah.
fuck what they think. If they like just it, they'll
it
watch.
Out.
Yeah,
if they
dude.
Don't like it, they'll talk shit, whatever.
It out,
bro, there's 7 billion people in
yeah.
this world.
Yeah.
There's bound to be at least a million. Dude, not even, probably, like, I would say 5 million people.
Yeah.
Or even 10 that like you guys.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? So, bro, you're chilling, dude. That's
yeah.
effing sick,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
Well, what do you got to say? What do you got to say, bro?
We had that. We had a conversation, though. We were like,
really?
Like, dude, we got to start fucking. Because, like, Oscar was like, dude, you keep asking people to film with you, and you're not uploading the fucking videos. Like, what the fuck are you
was
doing?
Was this in the beginning?
Yeah. This
no
is the
way.
First
oh,
two
yeah.
videos. Yeah.
How'd you, so, what like made you guys confident in, like, what you guys are shooting now? Are you guys just, like... well, you kind of said it. Like,
I think it was like we did a sit down with we did like a sit down video with Corey. I think after that it was like a Q&A with me and him.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to just be me and him,
yeah.
and then out of nowhere, Corey starts drinking White Claws and like going into the fucking.
Why does every story start with White Claw with you guys? Dude, it's actually funny, bro.
And yeah, Corey hopped in, Crawford hopped in, Oscar hopped in.
Dude, that's
it took a village, man.
Yeah, you guys are a tight group now. Oh, like the C4 house, you guys are just a band of brothers.
Yeah, I feel like.
Dude, how can I get inside? How can I get inside? What can I do to get inside? I need to know, dude. Dude, I hang out with you guys and I feel like an effing loser, dude.
Why? No, you guys are like...
Everyone loves you.
No, bro, you guys
roll in... You're the nicest dude ever, bro.
Bro, no, you guys roll into the house, all like any party, you guys all roll in, like all six of you guys, and it's just, I walk in by myself. I'm like, hey, guys.
Come with us.
Dude. Pull up C4 first, we'll pregame.
So many... Bro, I swear to you, I was doing a stream with Kian one day, and like he invited me to be a part of like C4 late night talks, that whatever you guys have.
Yeah.
And I didn't say one word because I was like, I'm gonna sound so stupid.
You're talking about Camboys After Cam Dark.
Yeah, Camboys After Dark. Gotcha. That stuff. Gotcha. You guys are, dude, you guys are effing cool.
Dude, no, like, cool, so parties, let me clarify. The reason I go to parties with groups is because people try to fight me.
Really?
Everywhere I go. We were in Arizona recently.
Yeah.
Like 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
Okay.
We just went there, got an Airbnb, just going to the club, kicking it. Everywhere I fucking go, I'm not even kidding, I'll just be sitting like looking at you. Someone be like, yo, what the fuck's your problem? And I'll look, I'm like,
let's make a scenario. All right, I'm gonna be the guy that like walks up to you. We're at a club.
We just left the club. Pretend we just left the club. We're waiting for an Uber outside, okay?
Okay,
we're
just sitting there.
I got this.
Left the club.
You're me?
Yeah, I got... No, he's you.
I'm you.
I'm going to pretend to be the guy.
Okay. Well, I might...
Wait, no, I should be the guy.
No, you should be... No, you know Will best. I don't know how to...
Okay, yeah, I'll be Will.
This is a true story that happened in Arizona.
Exactly what happened.
Just the outer line of the story, we're all at the club together. JC was blackout. They all left, right?
Okay.
Our Uber is taking forever. It's me, him, and Reggie. We're the last three of them, like 20 people.
So funny.
I'm already seeing it.
All right,
I'm already
seeing it. So funny. Am I being the guy?
Yeah, you're the guy. I'm sitting on a curb with Dill and Reggie.
Okay, imagine me, the guy, walking past Will. He's like sitting on the curb right here, right?
Yeah.
And Will was wearing off-white blazers. And he goes like, this guy goes like, I'll take the off-whites off your feet, pussy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Out of nowhere. I literally stood up. Dude, I'm not scared of anybody. He was with like six of his boys. I said, what the fuck did you say, bitch? Dude, I don't give a fuck. I was like, dude, I hate when people are disrespectful for no reason. I was like, what the fuck?
So you just stood up.
Stood up.
Well, you reacted to it.
I had a broken ankle at the time.
Yeah.
And I stood up like hobbling around. I'm like, oh, fucking fuck.
Where'd you break your ankle from?
That night, or that morning, he jumped off the roof.
No.
You guys can't even start these stories with like, just like, oh, my ankle is broken, whatever. Like, dude, okay, so in the morning, you broke your ankle because you jumped off a roof?
Correct.
That was the day before. The day we got to Arizona, we were on the roof. We were looking at the view and stuff. It was beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hot outside. Brian and Reggie jump in the pool. No fucking problem. I'm thinking, I can jump. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've
bro.
Done this a million fucking times.
You got hops.
I jump in, and the pool is one of those pools where it's like the same amount of like, there's like 4 feet.
Oh, like it's not like it's not like on an incline.
It's all like 5 feet around the whole fucking pool. So I jump in hot, as hard as I can, and I just land on my right foot, like on the inside of it, and just, I was fucked.
Wait, so you land in the water, but it didn't like slow you down enough.
Dude, bro. Smacked.
And it was bad. Like, it was fucking bad.
Like swollen and stuff.
Oh, cut, swollen, like, bad.
I couldn't start walking normal for about, like, 4 to 5 weeks.
Dude, you're lucky you didn't, like, fracture it or anything like that.
Or paralyze myself.
Bro. Yeah, 100%.
Really bad.
So then that happens, and you guys are still partying, so you're, like, probably, like, struggling.
Just
hot. No, the party stopped for, like, a good hour. We were all like, oh, my God.
Should we go to, like, the hospital or something?
We were fucked up. We were fucked up. And either way, we figure out the situation, and then we go to the club.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
you're at the club. You're standing outside. Some guy says,
take the whites off your feet, pussy.
Dude, what the heck?
I was just like, what the fuck did you say to me, bitch?
So what happens right after that? You guys
the guy just kept walking. He kept walking, and I
was mad, so I kept cussing at him. Didn't say shit. Then, after that, our Uber cancels.
Yeah.
And this is crazy. Our Uber cancels and cancels and cancels.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn it.
What time is it?
Dude.
It's like 3 in the morning.
3, 4 in the morning. Dude. Yeah. And then Reggie's like, he sees a golf cart, but our Airbnb is like in the hills, right?
So but there's like these golf carts that go around Scottsdale, like taking people home.
But,
for, like,
oh, yeah.
But they're not supposed to go like on the main roads, but like ours needed to go on the main road. So we're like, we go up to him to talk to him, and some like frat kid comes up to us. He was like, oh, get the fuck out of the way, broke boys. Put 50 on the debit card.
He's like, put it on the Amex, bro.
And what the? And I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Would be like, I would not understand the lingo.
Dude. No, he was like, put 50 on the card. And Will was like, he's like, here, I have 200 cash. And just pulled out
200 cash. No. I said, I have 200 cash. He says, you don't have 200 cash, you broke ass bitch, blah, blah, blah.
What the
and
heck?
I was like, first off, and I like, this day, we were buying bottles that night. Yeah. I had bad. I pulled that shit out. I handed him 200. I was like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. In the car. No and, way.
Yeah, we drove past
him. Oh, so you guys stole the car from, like, basically took it from him.
But, bro, let me tell you, Reggie was probably the funniest person in that whole scenario. Why?
He's the nicest guy.
Reggie's so nice.
Really?
So fucking nice. He was talking the most shit. Yeah. More than Will.
Really?
He was talking more than Will. He was like bro, we were driving past him on the fucking golf cart. He runs at him. He goes like, fuck you, bro, boys.
What's even worse is like, okay, so we got the golf cart from them right here, right?
Yeah. So you guys did a lap purposely just to pass him in?
No. I was picking up this girl that was A1.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, like I met her at the club. She was a bottle girl. And I was like, yo, like if you get off, we're still here. Our golf cart just picked us up. I'll have him wait for you and pick you up. She's like, oh my God. Yeah. So she gets in the golf cart and then we come back by. Yeah. And then she doesn't even know that we just got in an argument with these guys. And then Reggie's on the back like, you broke bitches. And she's like, oh my God, are you guys okay? What's going on?
Are you guys good?
Yeah. She's like, why are you guys yelling at these kids?
Poor girl. She has like no idea what's going on.
So funny, bro. That was a really good trip.
Bro. That's insane, bro.
Yeah.
If that was me, like, if I were pretend Dill's like the guy that says, oh, I'll take off. Okay, let's play a scenario, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm standing. All right. We're same scenario except I'm you. I'm in your place. All right. You play the guy. I'll have my drink in my hand or something. All right. Go for it.
Okay. I feel so weird right now. Okay. I'll take the off whites off your feet.
Dude, here, take it. I'd literally just give you my wallet, bro. I'd be such a baby, bro.
I need to be more like that because I'm not the biggest guy.
Would you want to go to the bank with me? I'll give you 500.
He was literally ready to go against like four people.
Yeah, which isn't good. There's like, three I'd get of my us. Ass kicked. Probably.
Have you guys gotten in a fight? I can't get in a fight.
I used to. Like,
I literally can't.
Growing up, I got in. So my older brother and shit, they like my brother like raised me as like a fucking dog. You guys know I would fight. Yeah. Like dead ass every week.
No
like
way.
Kids would come up to me to fight because I was like the kid that was like the best at like basketball and all the shit at the school.
Yeah.
So I was like, and I was little, so I was the kid that everyone was like, oh fuck this kid for thinking he's the shit, and then I was like, fuck these guys for like
for hating on me. Yeah.
So literally every weekend, kids would just be like, yo, I'm fighting you, and we'd have to fight in the bathroom. I never lost a fight my whole childhood. And now that I'm a grown up, I'm like, I would get my fucking ass kicked. I haven't been in a fight as an adult. Like dude, my last fight was like, it was like 17, 18.
Would
now,
you ever get in a fight as an adult?
On purpose? I don't think it's worth it.
I don't think it's worth it either, bro.
Man, I don't know. I really don't know.
Like,
I go up to lines. Will and I'm like, yo, Will, your haircut sucks. You're too nice. You're such a loser. What would it take for you to be in a fight?
It's okay. One, I would have to be drunk because sober me, I've already thought about this multiple times, like in different situations. I'm like, okay, fighting goes two ways. You either fuck the person up, and then you might get sued, or you get fucked up and you're a clip. So like
facts.
I don't want to go to jail.
No.
And I also, one, I don't really want to hurt anybody. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why. Yeah. And I don't want to get my ass kicked and be all over the internet.
Bro. So me neither.
So sober me.
Me neither.
Sober me is like, I'm a pussy. Say what you want.
Oh man. When I'm drunk and like there's a line that gets crossed, man. I don't know what the line is, but when it's crossed.
Has it been crossed for you?
I've not gotten a fight since. Good.
You guys like leave
high school.
You guys get like in a fight tonight because of me?
No.
I'm pretty chill now, dude.
No, I
smoke a lot of weed now.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, that's the only thing. Like, that's the only thing that really like helps me just fucking like, just whoa, like 100%. Chill out. You know, like,
dang,
not a big like drinker or anything. Like, like I'm not like, oh, I gotta come home and have a beer type of person. Yeah. I'm just like.
You're like,
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, since we all three of us dropped out of college, and I went to summer school three times. So
nice. I did too.
Yeah, dude, what's up, bro?
You went like every year.
Freshman, that's over YouTubers, freshman, bro.
Sophomore and junior year, bro, and then senior year, I got a lucky man.
Bro, same, bro. Actually, no, senior year, I went to summer school again too.
No, you walked, but you weren't like actually graduated.
Yeah, dude, literally me, bro. I didn't graduate, and I was like, I had to, and it was for religion, dude. And I'm like a Christian now, and I like went to summer school for Christianity, which sucks. Wow. But anyways, I have a new segment for you guys. So since we dropped out of college, right in front of me, I have a quiz.
Great.
And it's a Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader quiz.
I can promise you I'm not, but I'm down.
And so I want to know.
This is going to be so embarrassing.
So I want to know out of both of you guys, like right now, who do you think is going to win? Be honest. Really?
Is there math?
Is there math? No, there's no math.
Oh, him.
No, I don't know. Is there science? Because I'm acid science.
Okay, dude.
I only know math. Dead ass.
Really?
I'm ass.
I'm pretty bad at everything else. But this is fifth grader. Like, I looked up the questions.
You
dude.
Say that, but have you seen the fucking spelling bee?
Have you seen our spelling bee videos?
Dude, no. I was going to do a spelling bee today. And I was like, no, maybe not.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah?
Thank God.
All right. Well, here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to the Better Together. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I am not.
He's like, please don't ask these questions. All right, question number one.
Do we just shout?
Well, I'll give you multiple choice. I'll give you multiple choice. You can either agree or you could give different answers.
Okay.
All right, ready? So, question number one. Which U.S. state is not part of New England? A, Rhode Island. B, your face already. B, Vermont. C, Connecticut. D, New York.
Oh, okay. It's
it's the first one, I think.
Talk about it.
Is it not? Okay, wait. What was the first one?
No, I think it's New York, bro.
Wait, what was the first one?
Okay. I'll go again.
Just what was the first?
A, Rhode Island. B, Vermont.
Hey, Rhode Island, over here. Vermont's over right here.
I think it's New York, man.
If you guys could see his fingers right now, he has his fingers like this. I don't even know what you're trying to point out right now.
I have the map in front of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
In New York and shit.
I think it's New York.
A, Rhode Island. B, Vermont. C, Connecticut. D, New York.
I'm going New York. Because all those other ones sound like Boston. And Boston was definitely a part of that.
I'm going the first one. I don't remember what it was.
This is like the third time. Rhode Island.
Yeah, I'm going to go Rhode Island.
Okay, right. I'm going New York.
The correct answer is New York. Let's go. All right.
Boston Tea Party, man.
Dude, that's what's up. You know, it's a little bit of social studies. Let's go.
A little bit. History was my favorite
subject. Same with me, and I still failed it. all right. Question number two. Will, this is for your comeback, bro.
I hope.
What does the following translate to? This is language. We're going through language. Tu persona tiene el pelo de la cara.
No shot.
Okay, wait. Let me restart the question.
Say it again.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to focus.
No shot, bro.
Dude, okay. I'm gonna say it slow, and I'll give you your multiple choice answers, okay. And you guys try to translate it. This is so effed. All right, here we go. All
right.
What does the following translate to? I'll say it slow.
Yeah.
Tu persona tiene el pelo de la cara. Is it A, where is the bathroom? B, who is the man over there? C, would you tell me the time? D, does your person have facial hair?
I'm going A.
You're going A?
I'm going A.
Tu persona.
Okay. You try to say it again. Try to repeat what I just said. Say it
one more time.
Tu persona.
Tu persona.
Tiene el. El pelo de la.
Pelo vera.
Cara.
Cara.
All right, which answer is it?
It's A.
What's the last word of every single one?
The last word of every single one. Okay. Bathroom. There.
A.
Time.
A.
Hair.
A.
All right. Do you want me to go over it again? You sure?
Yeah.
Are you guys sure?
I shoot A.
Kata sounds like bathroom.
I'll go one more time.
Wrong.
You're sure? Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
You say Kata? Sounds like a bathroom, maybe.
At the end.
You're both wrong. You're both wrong. It's does your person have facial hair?
Oh.
So hair is Kata?
Persona is person.
Persona.
Persona is person, so it sounds similar.
Oh, duh.
And then pelo is hair, and then cara is face. Oh. So like facial hair.
Gotcha. I don't know why I thought cara, like...
Well, it's okay. Don't worry.
This on is... to the next one.
All right. Third question. You guys ready?
This is some smart ass fucking fifth graders.
What? Yeah, dude. I think that's a ninth grader question, to be honest.
100%. There's no way you're you don't even take Spanish in fifth grade. No
I
way.
Never took Spanish.
Did yeah, I? In fifth grade, I don't even. Yeah, I don't think you took Spanish.
I was fucking homeschooled.
Why didn't you mention
I
that?
I was too. I didn't take Spanish.
Why didn't you guys mention? You guys just said you went to school together.
We did until high school.
You guys
school.
Went over. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah,
I
was okay, homeschooled. Okay.
I went to high school first semester.
Okay.
Did horrible.
Yeah.
And then got a 4.0 all the way through because I was homeschooled.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, talk about easy. I
dude.
Mean,
wow. Dang, man. Dude.
Homeschool's so easy, bro.
But
bro.
I went back to high school my junior year, so.
So you failed homeschool?
No. I went to high school yeah. my freshman year
yeah.
for half of the first half of the year, and then homeschooled through my sophomore year and went back my junior and senior.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was confused there. Yeah. I was like, bro, you gotta be pretty stupid to fail homeschool.
No, yeah.
I'm not saying that towards you, bro.
I had a 4.0 when I was homeschooled. I had a 2.5 in high school.
Let's go. Dude, same, bro. Yeah. Dude, I'm stupid too. All right, don't worry. All right, third question. This is a science question.
Oh, goody.
What is the name of the outer edge of a plant cell? A shell. B, a plasma membrane. C, a nucleus.
Fuck.
D, a cell wall.
Bro, you used to grow weed. Well,
hold on. It's the two middle ones. It's either nucleus or the other one.
Okay. I'll go over the answers again. All right, ready? A, shell.
Let's take that one out.
B, plasma membrane.
That could be it.
We'll leave that one in.
C, nucleus.
That could also be it.
That sounds like mucus, but keep going.
D, cell wall.
What's the question one more time?
You guys got the question. The question is, what is the name of the outer edge of a plant cell?
Hey,
the outer edge of a plant cell.
Plasma.
The outer. Plasma sounds like it's inside.
Outer.
The outer edge. The outer edge.
Then maybe it's not those two then.
The outer edge of a plant cell.
A shell.
I've never even
heard. What is the name of the outer edge of a plant cell?
Think about a shell as a round thing.
I've never heard of that though. In science? Shell?
Shell.
Yeah, beach. Right. I'm only thinking of like a beach with a shell, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like you get what I'm saying though. Like a shell is the outer.
Yeah. The crust.
That's what you call it?
Okay.
I'll go again. Hard. Last time.
Okay.
I'm
going to give you guys 10 seconds after all right, this. Okay. All right, ready? Okay. You guys have to think about it, all right?
Fuck.
I'm going to go over the question and I'm going to give you guys the answers, all right?
All right.
Think about it.
Okay.
What is the name of the outer edge of a plant cell? A, shell. B, plasma membrane.
Mm-mm.
C, nucleus. D, cell wall.
I'm going to go with C, nucleus.
Nucleus?
I think it's cell wall, bro.
All right, ready? And three. Are you guys set on your answers?
Cell wall.
Yes, nucleus.
Dill, you're correct!
Let's go, baby. Dude, you gotta think the outside, bro.
The outside, bro.
I thought of shell when it was the outside.
The shell is not.
But you know what? No, bro. I get it. Yeah. Like, I get where you're coming from.
I didn't know what any of those were, did I?
Because I think nucleus is like the inside. Epicenter. It's like the...
Yeah, like the middle part.
Brain. That's what I thought like plasma was. So
yeah, I was thinking plasma too.
Dude, you guys, you're close. So it's 2 for Dill, 0 for Will. But Will,
you have the chance to tie, bro.
There's 3 questions left.
Oh, you have the chance to win.
There's a comeback.
There's 3 questions left. So you still can make a comeback. All right, ready?
Yeah.
This is a history question.
Oh, yes. Great.
Fuck yeah.
Who was the first Roman emperor?
Oh, shit.
Is it A, Julius Caesar?
Ooh.
B, Augustus Caesar?
Ooh.
C, Caligula? D, Nero? Look at his face, bro. Will, what do you think?
Just off of those, I'm not going to answer yet, but Augustus sounds old as fuck.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it is Augustus, because I think Julius is his son, right?
I can't answer. I can't give you any answers.
Isn't Julius... Julius was the guy who...
Okay, but Caesar...
Fuck.
Caesar is definitely
Caesar's
not Caesar.
Caesar's Palace. No.
I knew one of you guys was going to mention
Caesar's Palace. That's built basically because of Rome. I should know this because I'm Italian. I'm really upset with myself. But either way, I think it's...
It could be Caesar.
Augustus.
Augustus Caesar.
Dude, like, I'm at a point where it's like, do I answer the same as you? And like, maybe we're both right? Or do I take a risk and go the other way just to do it?
Bro, it's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. Say it into the mic. What do you think it is? Go through it. Go through it in your head. Okay, I'll give you the answers and then you go through it. Just try to like give your opinion on each answer and then like lock down on it, okay?
Okay.
So is it A, Julius Caesar?
Maybe.
B, Augustus Caesar?
Leaning towards that one.
C, Caligula?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't think so.
D, Nero.
Nero?
Yeah.
Like Nero science?
No, like, yeah, sure. Kind of. I guess so.
Okay, no.
Okay.
I'm between Augustus and
Julius.
And
I'm going Caesar. With
the 5 seconds.
I'm
five,
going with Augustus. I'm going with Augustus.
Four.
I'm going with the same
three,
one.
Three. You're both correct.
Oh, thank God.
You're both
that's
correct.
That's what I was leaning towards.
You're both correct,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Two more questions. Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. I need you to get two wrong and you get two right.
All right. You guys ready?
I'm going to throw you off.
Tiebreaker.
How do you guys feel? How do you guys feel? Let the emotions
out. I feel like I'm going to lose.
I'm feeling pretty confident.
I'll bring
Steve.
The mic a little closer to you.
Not only am I going to lose to a fifth grader, I'm also going to lose to Dylan. So.
Okay.
I'm feeling pretty confident, Steve.
We're back in the science questions.
Wait, time out. Did a fifth grader get all these right?
I don't know.
I'm sure somewhere out there in the world.
Somewhere out there in the world.
Fuck that fifth grader.
That fifth grader sucks.
All right, ready? Second to last question. Will, you can make a comeback.
I could.
It's never too
carbon bad. Dioxide has a chemical. Carbon dioxide has a chemical formula, A, CO2, B, CO3,
oh.
C, O, D, C, O.
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
What
first one. A B? Is CO2. B is CO3. C is O. D is CO.
Okay.
What is a chemical? Chemical. I don't know why I said chemical. Chemical formula for carbon dioxide.
I'm going to go with B.
B?
What was B?
CO3.
Will, you can change it up right now, dude.
I'm going to go CO2.
You're going CO2? In three? Are you guys sure? Locked? Are you guys locked down?
I'm sure.
I'm as ready as I'm.
Congratulations, Will. You've made a comeback.
Oh, okay.
You've made a comeback.
I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, I'm being dead serious.
Okay. All right. Shit. It's 3-2.
It's 2-2.
3-2.
Oh, it's 3-2?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. He has to get this wrong. I have to get it right.
All right. Well, I hope you guys get this one right.
What?
Because this is the most.
I get it right.
This is the most important question ever in Better Together history.
He's going to be like, who's the best podcast? It has something to do with the podcast. Yeah.
No way. I'm not that much of a narcissist. Still am, though. All right. What date did the Dylan Will channel start?
Fucked. Start like first video or when did it
like
start?
When did it start? Like when did it establish itself on YouTube?
We hear the dates, I think.
Yeah.
I
let me hear the dates.
Is it A, October 15th, 2018?
That's close. I know.
Is it B, August 27th, 2019? Is it C, September 23rd, 2019? Or D, November 1st, 2019? What are your thoughts, guys?
Oh no. They're so fucking
who cares
gross.
More? This question defines who cares more about their fans.
No.
Who cares more about the family?
That's not true.
Yes, it is 100%.
You're just saying that because you're going to get it wrong.
It's true. You're going to get it wrong, bitch. I'm trying to look out for you.
Who cares more about their fans? Whoever gets this one right cares more about their fans. Is a bigger, puts more effort into the channel.
Guys, these are his words, not ours, okay? This is not true, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, can we get the choices again one more time?
Okay. A, October 15th, 2018. B, August 27th, 2019. C, September 23rd, 2019. D, November 1st, 2019.
I'm gonna go with September 23rd.
Alrighty, Will, is that a locked in answer?
Locked in, loaded.
I think I'm gonna go with that one as well because I think we posted our first video in November, but I think we had the channel ready to go.
Oh, was it when the channel was made?
When the channel was the made, video. When it was established.
Ooh, fuck, that could be August.
No, it's not August, bro.
Why is it not August?
I just know it's not.
How do you know?
Because he's the one that put it up.
He's second guessing himself, dude.
I'm really nervous about this.
No, because, dude, you got to think of. Okay, actually, I don't want to fucking help you.
I think it's.
I'm going to go with August.
You're going with August?
I think it's September.
Are you guys both going with your guts?
Yeah, I'm going
with September. I'm going so fucking hard on my gut.
I'm going with September.
Okay.
Dale, congratulations. You have won. Dude, you had it right, dude.
I knew
well,
it.
Well, the reason I switched it is because I remember the Corey video we filmed way before.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. I was like, fuck, maybe. Because we took, like, we filmed that and then we didn't post for like a month or two. So I was like, shit, maybe August. And I need to make up a point. So I didn't want to agree with that.
Yeah.
Did we have the channel made yet when we filmed that video, though?
I don't know. I was
because the
I
way the way I was
I was hoping
the way I was thinking of it was like I'm like okay I remember making the channel shortly after we posted our first video.
Yeah. All I know is that Dale cares a little bit more about
so much more. So much more.
He really, you know, he loves the channel. He loves his fans. Dale, what do you got to say to your fans?
I would just like to say that we both love you equally. Okay.
Dale, Will, what do you got to say?
Fuck Dylan.
All I got to say is I'm smarter than fifth grader and Will.
All right, here we go.
I agree.
Now, I set a surprise for both of you guys because you know what? You guys are Dale and Will.
You're Dale and Will.
You're Dale and Will, Will That's and Dale. Us. Will and Dale, Dale and Will.
And Krill and Drill and Bill.
So, yeah. You know what? I got a little something for all three of us.
Nice. And, three of us? Hell yeah.
Is it the fucking cold pizza?
I have it in front of us. And it's larva. It's cooked larva.
Ask Will how much he loves things.
Yeah?
Like things in general.
So we're going to taste test this.
I don't even eat mayonnaise.
He doesn't like serious? Lettuce, bro. He doesn't like lettuce. Serious, bro? This man barely eats like tomatoes, bro. I'm telling you.
So
this
I have...
You might need a trash can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, for sure.
So, Nathan, I'm going to get my producer, Nathan. Nathan!
Weird flex, but yeah.
Damn, big guy?
No, he's not my producer. He's
Damn,
my friend.
Big
no,
guy?
He's not my producer.
Put your arms up and flex the goddamn arms,
no,
all right?
All right, but no, he's my best. He's one of my best friends. He's one of my best friends. I said you're my producer. I didn't mean it that way, but...
He's flexing on us.
What do you have to say?
Yeah, he's flexing on us now.
Nate, I need your help. There's paper plates inside one of the...
He's going to need a trash can.
And we'll get like trash bags too. Oh, okay. So we're gonna do a little bit of larva. We're gonna taste.
Hell yeah! Let me see the calories on these.
Calories? Because thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
So 10.1 calories per serving, man.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty good.
Dude, the protein. Let's check that out.
All right, so you guys
per worm. If you have 10 of these things,
you got little protein boxes.
Yeah. So you guys could spit on these plates after one of you guys throw up. But why? Sorry, bro. But all right. So let's just get this started with Nate. Could we get one more paper plate, please?
One more.
Yes, please, sir. These boys are gonna need it.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry, dude.
I'm so hungry. I'm so excited.
Dude. My whole mood has drastically changed. I am now scared.
Thank you, Nate. Appreciate it. Shout out to Nate, everybody. Shout out to Nathan. Shout out to Nathan.
That's the producer on set, not his friend. That's his producer.
No, he's Nate. What do you gotta say? What do you gotta say?
Speak into the microphone. I exercise my right to remain silent.
All right, so we got right here. What is this one? I don't even know which one I pulled out. Well, taste test.
This is barbecue.
Oh, right. Barbecue. Damn, they got flavors, and that's cheddar cheese. Oh.
We got cheddar cheese and barbecue.
I might want to go with the mesquite.
Nate, if you want to stick around and see what's happening, feel free to stick around and watch.
Let's go with the barbecue mesquite, bro. Okay. I feel like that's like the most.
So we're going to taste test it. We're going to see like
nice,
what
good shot.
We're going to give our like, or you know, our thoughts and opinions. And yeah.
Wait, we have to eat
Save
all these
some
things?
For the rest.
Not all.
Just well, like two or three, or
I say minimum three.
Oh my God!
Look at him; he's already gagging.
You have no. I'm putting exactly.
Wait,
three.
Who needs a trash bag most out of all of us?
Will.
Let's get the trash bag right next to him, dude.
I might do it
bullshit.
Too. I think we should keep it in the middle. Have you done this already?
I don't know, dude. I don't care, dude. I do anything, bro.
That's
oh,
good.
What's up, Ken?
Hey, Ken.
We're
eating
doing a little
fucking worms,
podcasting,
bro.
Dude.
Hey, dude.
Look at that. I got him a little bit of larva. Oh, they're ready, dude.
Okay.
I don't even like mustard. I don't like mustard. I don't like worms.
Let's put some pickle juice on it.
That's what's up, bro.
Picklebacks, bro.
Yeah, picklebacks. I don't know, man. But what, dude? Kian, you're a professional at this. What tips do you have for these two guys right here?
Don't breathe.
To eat, yeah. Plug your nose.
Yeah.
Plug your nose.
Or just don't do it.
Oh, sick. I'm gonna do that one.
Don't what? Don't do it.
Bitch your way out of it.
Yeah.
No way, bro.
That's what I would do.
That's what Kian would do. Unless it's KJ.
100%.
He bitches out of everything except for KJ, dude.
That's funny.
What, bro? I'll come there right now.
Where were you this morning, Kian? All right?
I was hungover.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to lie. I made a group chat like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And told everyone what to wear. I didn't put you in it because I saw a video of you at the club. And I was like, he's not going.
Yeah. He's not making it.
Yeah.
That's funny, bro.
You look cute right now.
I'll drive there right now and have a handful.
We're already out, so.
We ate them all.
They're just so good, man.
All right, well, Kian.
Good luck, homie.
I'll talk to you later, bro.
Love you, Dad.
Peace, bro. All righty. You guys ready?
Yeah.
So, but when we take this taste test, mm-hmm. I want you guys to let know what the audience, you know, because they're not tasting this. What you're experiencing.
Yeah,
they're going to see it.
Well, I want you to really just.
Yeah. You guys are going to see.
Okay, so are you guys ready? I don't know which one I have. What's to the left of me?
I'm going to say, so that's barbecue. That's definitely some cheddar right there. You can see the orange
okay.
consistency there.
Yeah.
And then this is the barbecue here.
All right, I say we take three cheddar and put it in our.
Oh, Will also loves cheddar cheese
Do you
chips.
See this, dude?
There's favorite chips of his.
There's like little legs on this too. I think their eyes are here too.
Mm.
He has such a hateful expression.
Yummy.
All right,
oh my god, the legs are on there. That's so good.
You know what I love about this deal is that Will came in here. He's like, oh, I'll do anything. You were hesitant about this.
No, he's now, the look, eater. Dude, he eats.
I'll do some stupid shit.
Dude, you guys have flipped personalities. Dill's like, dude, give me a handful.
There's fucking legs on this fucking thing.
Give me a fucking handful. It just crunched in my hand.
All right. Guys, ready?
Oh,
all right. All right, I'll count down. No, Dill, you know what? You guys are the guests. I say Will counts as a down.
Yeah, you do it.
Will, you're the guest of honor.
Should you hold the bag too? Because I feel like you're going to be the one to throw
it. I can't even pick him up. God's like, don't do it.
Dude, you need a bag for sure, bro.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Is that two or three? Oh, okay.
All right, ready?
God cheating. Damn.
All right, ready?
No.
Dill, you count us down. No, okay. Will counts us down.
Okay.
We'll do cheddar
first. No bitching out. Yeah, Let's just do it.
Oh! He's not even chewing it. Chew it.
I am chewing.
You got it on the bottom. Oh my gosh.
Do you need it?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Swallow it.
Dude, you can't. You just got to force it.
Yeah,
bro.
Force it, bro. There's some water. We'll get you some water. Dill has some water right there. You'll have some water. You can wash it down.
Force that shit.
Force it, dude.
It's thinning in here.
Don't. The more you keep it there, the more.
Yeah, the more. Oh God! God, this is like
the
a
more you're gonna taste
video.
It.
This is what's happening right now.
This is what we used to do on our channel when I hit it. I want to do it,
dude. Just think, it's French fries, a crusty old French fry from the bottom of your car.
Yeah, it's.
I wouldn't even eat that. I'm picky. The legs are like on my tongue.
It's the last French fry of the box.
Yeah, last French fry a week ago. It was left
it
under.
It has to be today.
Oh, today.
It has to be hours ago.
Okay, hours
ago. I don't eat leftovers.
You see? Look at that. Look at that, bro.
It's gone.
Dude, look at that. Congratulations.
You Thanks. Did it, bro.
Thank you.
But we're not done yet.
Barbecue.
Barbecue, bro. Barbecue.
We're grilling.
What does that taste like? What do you guys think it tastes like?
Honestly, it tasted like a cheddar cheese ruffle with legs on it.
Really? Yeah. It tasted like a cheddar fucking stick.
It was gross. It was pretty gross.
If you guys ever just grab a stick.
And put it in your mouth.
Dip it in cheddar and just eat it.
That's what it tastes like. I honestly think it tastes like French fries.
Are you like as a human allowed to eat these?
Yeah bro. There's protein, dude.
Yeah, protein, bro. Get your muscles in, bro. All right, now we got barbecue.
You guys just jumping right in?
Yeah, dude.
Well, I say Dill counts us down this time. Ready?
Well, let me fucking grab my kids.
When he's ready to go.
How do you feel? What are your emotions right now,
Will? My stomach hurts. My mind is like, stop.
Your stomach hurts?
He's just defeated right now. It's.
I can't even pick him up, bro.
How does your stomach hurt? It's literally like,
We had Taco Bell like 2 in the morning, so he's got heartburn.
Oh, it's okay.
I had heartburn earlier, but then we filmed the video now.
Oh, dude, he's just gone for it. All right, here we go. This one doesn't have flavor. That's gross. There's a dead bug in your mouth right now.
Stop.
Yummy.
Yummy, yummy. Already?
Nope.
Nope. You good?
You good, dude?
Chilling.
Mm-hmm. Chilling. Look at that.
Look at
these, dude. Fuck these congratulations,
dude,
guys.
Dude, we fucking made it, dude.
Guys, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being part of the Better Together podcast.
We made it. Our first one. First podcast ever, bro.
Let's go. How does it feel like being on your first ever podcast, guys?
It was
guys?
Cool. It was really cool.
You had fun?
I liked it. It was a lot of fun.
It was really cool till.
No. Yeah, but
I'm gonna think
it.
About this later.
Yeah,
he's like, just wait until you get on Dylan Will channel. We're gonna fuck you over.
I'll do anything, bro.
Okay.
I don't mean anything.
Clip it, chat.
I didn't mean anything. I'll do some things. All right, guys. Dude, what are you guys going on in your lives? What's popping? Leave your links down below. You know, shout yourself out.
Got a new YouTube video coming out.
When are you posting this?
So K&J is coming out this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
This coming Wednesday.
Oh,
and then
this
you'll
will be
this 2 weeks from now.
We'll have the Sam and Colby video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we have a Sam and Colby video coming out. I'm not sure what we're doing with that yet.
It's a haunted some shit. And if you guys know us, we are the biggest pussies when it comes to anything like that. So it's going to be a good video.
We got new merch coming out soon, probably in the next couple of weeks.
Let's go.
It's going to be badass. It's going to be much better than the first drop, mate. All right.
And we have a goat yoga video that's dropping this week.
And that's going to be on probably Sunday.
It'll be up.
Sunday, then probably Tuesday.
Dude, that's a good Australian accent.
Yeah, honestly, this is going to come out after a video. So just so you know, Oscar got peed on and shit on by a goat.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
And he had to sit there while it peed and shit on it.
Oh my gosh, bro. I'm never going. No, I didn't. I take back what I said. I won't do anything.
Bull cocky.
I take back what I said.
The shitting and peeing is like good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So they call it blessings.
Yeah.
It's just to make you feel better.
No, it's called blessings.
Listen, it's shit and peed on Oscar. And then JC went on stake and said, Oscar, pick the box, like the gambling thing. Oscar picked the box. JC won $11,000, $11,500 to be exact.
Really, bro? Oh my gosh. Dude, bring a goat on the next video.
We'll let it shit on you.
Yeah,
100%. We'll let it shit on your body.
And well, guys, thank you so much for being part of the Better Together podcast.
Let's go,
you guys
baby.
Have been awesome.
Thank
and,
you so much.
Yeah, we'll see you guys soon. Thanks for watching the Better Together podcast.
Love y'all.
Love you guys. Peace.
Peace.
Dude, that was good.
Crushed it.
You guys, crushed that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I know.